Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
The high-tech plan to protect Lower Manhattan. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. The New York and American stock exchanges, Federal Reserve, big banks, and numerous bridges and tunnels make the 1.7 square miles below Canal Street in New York City a most tempting target for terrorists. Lower Manhattan has already been hit twice before, of course, while other plots have been foiled. New York City is implementing a technology-focused plan to protect itself. At the center of the plan, according to Wired magazine contributing editor Noah Shachman, is an array of 3,000 security cameras designed to detect early terror warning signs.
Now, all kinds of cities have surveillance cameras up already, the most famous being London. But those cameras aren't really connected together in any kind of network. And so all they can do, really at best, is spot the terror action after it happens. So New York is trying something really different. They're trying to get these cameras together in a network, arm it with special software that can look out for the precursors to terror behavior, and try to stop these attacks before they happen. It's a really ambitious plan, and there are lots of big question marks over whether it'll work.
What are those question marks?
These kind of smart surveillance networks have been tried before, most recently in Chicago. Back in 2004, the mayor promised that it would have a sort of similar network up and running by 2006, and so far no dice. But maybe the biggest issue is that this sort of predictive software, which works very well in small situations, in sort of controlled situations where faces can be looked at very closely, where the lighting is always consistent, and where there's not too many people running around at once, they can do a pretty good job of spotting faces and predicting behavior. But in a big uncontrolled situation like downtown Manhattan, where there are thousands of people running, walking past a given corner any given minute, and where the lighting's always changed, and where there's different noise and environmental conditions, well, that just hasn't been proven out yet.
What do civil libertarians think about New York City's surveillance camera network?
I mean, as you can imagine, the local ACLU here is none too happy about it. And even some police officers I talked to in the counterterror division of the New York Police Department don't like the idea of their families being spied on just because they happen to want to take a walk down Broadway.
What is the ultimate goal of this surveillance camera network, realistically?
You know, this isn't 24. They're not about to spot a terror attack like right before it happens and catch the bad guy right as he's about to light the fuse for the bomb or something like that. What it more is to spot the precursors to terror behavior. You know, the surveillance, the van that keeps driving around the Federal Reserve over and over again, or the backpack left on a subway platform. And then I think there's also a psychological goal, too. It's an attempt to put doubt in certain jihadist moment.
Noah Shachman writes about Manhattan's high-tech security plan in the latest issue of Wired magazine. New York has already begun installing the cameras. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.